Jeff Harding here with TS Tech. I'm here with another story, another interview with a lovely, wonderful lady from New Jersey, Avon by the Sea. She's with Counseling by the Shore and is a licensed social worker, has been working with some other modalities for several years, and came across TS Tech several months ago. And she had a nice story about how she was working with somebody with a physical issue, specifically migraines, has been using TS Tech in her practice quite a bit, and I believe more and more. So we're gonna go into her mind and drill down a little bit more and find out exactly how did she use this with her client on the migraine. What is she doing in her practice? So everybody out there that has practices, either TS Tech or otherwise, I think you'll find this really interesting. And she's has a wonderful presence and a lot of good knowledge in this area. I'd like everybody to welcome Elaine Corona. How you doing, Elaine?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. I wanted to thank you for coming on with us and sharing with us some of your tricks, some of your tips on what you're doing with TS Tech and how you're using it and things like that. First of all, let me start out and give us a little background on how'd you get into this? I'm going to call it therapy, call it healing. You know, where do you come from?
Well, I started like 25 years ago doing as a therapist, and I worked with kids for most of those years and their families, of course. And I started private practice just recently this past year. And I've used a lot of different kinds of therapies. And a few years ago, I started using EFT, and that was helpful. You know, that was something that I think added to my work with others. And then in February, I don't really remember. I think I saw it, like I think I was looking at something on EFT, and PS Tech was over on the side, like an advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked on that. I just did what everybody else does, just downloaded the free tracks, started using them for myself, and they really worked well. So I started little by little using it with my clients and had very good success with it.
Okay, and you're meeting a lot of them in person, actually, right?
Yes, I am not. I'm not doing phone counseling yet, although I'll be doing it shortly.
Okay. So you're, I think you said, 4 or 5 blocks from the beach over there in New Jersey?
Yes, I am, yes.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah,
what was the story on that? You really wanted to, you were looking for a specific place or specific feeling?
Well, I actually, there was a lot of the offices in the area, they're on the main streets, you know, the main highways, and in the office buildings, and I just had an image of where I really wanted to be, and I wanted to be by the shore, by the water, and I only have 6 minutes to drive, actually, which is really wonderful. Also, there's this one town where I met at Avon by the Sea, and there's a bunch of little towns around here which are cute, but this is my favorite. And so I just went and I looked at two places, and the second place, I met the landlord that day, and the next day we signed the lease. So I'm very blessed with many good things.
Good deal.
Yeah.
We'll do this at the end as well, but I wanted to open this up for you to, in case anybody ever wants to reach you, you know, what's the best way to contact you, a website, phone number, whatever you want to give out? Why don't you give that out right now?
Okay, well, the name of my practice is Counseling by the Shore. My phone number is 732-233-9026. The address is 509 Main Street in Avon by the Sea in New Jersey. 07717. My website is counselingbytheshore.com, and my email is counselingbytheshore@gmail.com.
Okay, good. All right. A lot of beachy seashore stuff going on here. This is good. Okay.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, you're also a licensed social worker, right?
Licensed clinical social workers.
Okay, good. All right. And a lot of experience. Okay, good. I also wanted to comment, I've seen your picture with your little puppy.
Yes, Sheila, my little puppy.
And she's qualified or qualifying? What's the deal there?
She's partway there. She's working towards a pet therapy dog, and she has passed the first test, and she has one more test that she needs to pass before she's certified. But that's coming.
Okay. Does she have any test anxiety? Do you know?
No, she doesn't seem to have any. When it was time for her test, I was definitely the anxious one on her.
Okay. All right. So Elaine and Sheila by the shore, helping people out. Very good. I appreciate that. So again, I appreciate you coming on here. Let's jump into this. You know, physical issues, pain, those kind of things. Tim does have a pain-specific click track, and this is an area that's really still being explored quite a bit, but there are quite a few people that are using this in those ways. Tell me the story, basically. You had somebody come with migraines, right?
Yes, teenage girl. She's 17, who I've been seeing for a few months, and we've been seeing meeting about different, you know, issues with her friends and with her family, that kind of thing. So the migraines really hadn't been part of it. I knew she had a history of migraines, which started back in April, and she had pretty severe. I mean, she was passing out, vomiting. She'd been taken to the emergency room one time. They had stopped, though. She had in between April and July, and I had just started seeing her, and it hadn't come up at all. I knew she was going to get an MRI just to check it out. Her mom and she both thought it was to do with stress because she hadn't been doing well in school back in the spring, and I think it just all of a sudden she kind of crashed with it, and that's when the migraines started.
So migraines started in April or July?
In April.
Okay.
No, it started in April. So she had April, May, June, and I think the middle of July is when they had stopped. And I think I started seeing her maybe the week after. So it actually hadn't been an issue for any of the therapy that I'd seen her over the last couple months. But then one day, what actually happened is she came home from school. We had an appointment set up at 4 o'clock, and she got a call right before she left from the doctor, and the doctor told her, as opposed to telling her mother, that there was abnormalities on the MRI. She said as soon as she got off the telephone, she felt the headache coming on. She hadn't had them for several months, and so, I mean, it was obviously stress-induced. By the time she got to my office, she had a really bad headache.
Okay, so you were working with her in April through July, is that true?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
She had the headaches from April to July. I started seeing her in July.
In July. Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Okay, all right. So she's been putting up with them, probably popping pills, doing whatever she can to get rid of them when they come up.
She hasn't had any. None have come up in all of July, August, or...
Right. I meant through April through July.
Oh, yeah, and she'd been going to the doctor.
How often did she have them, roughly?
She was having them every couple of days, once a week, something like that.
A few times a week, okay.
Yeah.
A week, okay.
I believe so, yeah.
All right. But then in July they stopped.
Yes, they did.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if that had to be out of school. Maybe being out of school helped, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. So they stopped in July, and then they went for an MRI?
Yes, because just, you know, to make sure, you know, so you make sure there wasn't something the matter.
Oh, okay. But they didn't get, interesting. I was curious why they didn't get the MRI back in April or May.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
All right. So they stopped, but they want to get the MRI and I guess make sure it's gone or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the MRI in July, August, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, probably in August. And then 2 weeks ago, actually, is when when this all happened, and that's when they got the results of the MRI.
And then they started coming on again.
Well, they started coming on again as soon as she got off the phone from the doctor telling her that they had some kind of abnormalities on the MRI. So she got off the phone. She drove over to my office, and she told me what was happening. And she was crying, and she was really upset, you know. Mm. And so we talked a while, and I asked her to do the PS Tech because she's actually been using it quite a lot. She's really good about it, and she's had great results with them, really very good on other issues. So she did the PS Tech, the one round on the free click tracks, and when she finished with that, she said that she felt a little bit better emotionally. She said she went down from a 10 to a 7.
What were you targeting with the click track? What was she focusing on?
She was focusing on how upset she was about what the doctor had just told her, and just being, you know, fearful of what was happening.
Okay, so the fear and the of the diagnosis. Oh, and the
headache? Yeah.
Okay. What was her? Was there a mental focus? Was it visual? You know, what was it?
Just picturing what had, you know, the incident that had just happened with the doctor.
Okay. So the meeting was it a meeting with the doctor and him giving her the news?
It was actually a phone call. She came home from school, and the doctor called. And usually, of course, being 17, they would have told the parent, but the doctor told her that they got a bad result. or questionable result, I guess. And so, she was by herself. Her mom wasn't home. And so then we had our meeting scheduled for like an hour later. So then she came over and told me about that.
Okay. So, yeah. And by the way, this is in the month of September, right?
Yes, it's 2 weeks ago, actually.
September. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were working her in July, just general stress things, emotions, things like that, right?
Yeah, she had some depression and anxiety. Yeah.
Okay. Starting in July, you were also using PS Tech? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty familiar with it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Does she do her own homework with it?
She has not. She comes and confesses every week that she doesn't do it, although this week she was excited about it and she did agree that she was going to do it. I think we decided on two times, so that way she'd be doing it three times a week. And I also, this is just an aside, but I told her that I'm going to teach her how to do PS Tech Positive next week, and she's very excited about that.
Cool,
so she's like on board.
All right. So let me go back to that kind of pivotal day. The first time on the migraine, you're running the click track on her vision of the getting the news on the phone wherever she was and the fear. And again, you said focusing on the headache.
In addition to what just had to happen, because both of them were very upsetting, the headache and how she was, she's just fearful of what that all meant.
Good. Okay. So you ran the click track. At first it's a 10, and where did it go down to the first time?
Well, the emotional intensity, she said, went down from a 10 to a 7.
Okay.
But she said it didn't help, and then she said maybe a little, and then she said it went down to a 7, but she said the headache didn't get any better, that it was getting even worse. And then she was crying again, just because it hurt so much. And at that point I said, can we do another round of PS Tech? And she really didn't want to. She really,
What are your thoughts during that moment? She's like, it's not working. It's not, what am I going
to
do?
I was scared. I'm like, I don't know what to do to help her. That's what I really just was like, oh, my gosh, I got to figure out something for her.
What did you do within yourself? I'm just, and I hope I'm not prying too much, but I'm trying to give other people that do this kind of work, because sometimes it can be like that. We're working with somebody and it appears, okay, because we all want things to be instantaneous, right?
Sure.
Not only the person with the issue, but the person helping. Everybody wants it now. And sometimes it doesn't always work that way. So what do you do within yourself a little bit here?
Well, I really felt that if she continued doing it, that there was a good chance that she would get some relief, even if it wasn't total relief, if she can get some partial relief. So I wanted to be able to get her to do it, but I also didn't want to push her, especially if she was so upset and everything. And so I figured if I can, just work with her a little bit, that she might, be able to agree to go back to the PS Tech. And, she was getting some relief at least.
So within yourself, you're putting forth an expectation that something will come about, something will happen here in the direction of the intention of letting go, healing, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't feel like, I felt scared that I was like, oh my gosh, I got to do something, but I didn't feel as if we weren't going to get anywhere.
Good.
Okay. I felt like, I just got to keep at it, figure something out.
Good. Okay. She's like, headache's not, okay, the emotions, that goes down, but the headache's not.
She said the headache was getting worse, and she was
worse,
crying.
So she wasn't crying before, so now she is.
she was when she first came in, but now she's really crying. Yeah, so I made her do PS Tech, and I made her cry even more. So she really didn't want to do it, and I said, okay, well, how about, I know what she said. We do EFT sometimes, but she prefers the PS Tech, so she was feeling desperate, I guess, and she said, well, how about we do the other tapping? So I said, okay, and we just did, we really just did the karate chop, and I spoke for her because she just, couldn't do that.
Too far. Right.
Yeah, so I just was like, even though my head really hurts, I'm still a great person, I love and accept myself, even though I'm really scared and I don't know what's going to happen, I love and accept myself and I'm a great kid, and just, that kind of thing.
The emotions of the moment, so to speak.
Right, and just for, maybe 2 minutes we did that. And then she said to me, she goes, okay, I'll do the PS Tech now. She's a great client, she just like, somehow that's some kind of shift in her told her that she could do the TSX, and she was willing and able to do it. And so we did the second round. You know, I didn't know what to expect, really. I was thinking it would get better. I didn't know how much better it would get, but I did have hope that it would get better. So she took the headphones off, because that's what I usually use, and she said, "I'm fine." She goes, I'm all right." You know, just like, "You're kidding." And then she was like talking about how she felt about it, and, you know, like that she's not that worried anymore, and I think it'll be okay, and just doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And then she's like, "And my head doesn't hurt." And then she was like, "Oh my God, my head doesn't." She just couldn't believe it, because she's had migraines before, and she knows what, you know, what has happened in the past. And so, so then she was just like laughing. It was so wonderful. And then she just like quickly, she said, "Okay, well, now that we're done with all that, can I tell you what happened in school today? Because that's really what I wanted to talk about." But then kind of stuff kind of got in the way. And so she just, it was amazing. We sat there for maybe another 20 minutes, and she told me all about all the good things that were happening with her with school and all. And
she had good things at school. Okay.
Right. Yeah, no, good stuff. And she wanted to tell me, so she was kind of disappointed, because this migraine got her in her way. She was glad that she felt better and she could tell me. So she was there about another 20 minutes. No headache came back. She left in very good spirits. You know, I called the next day to check to make sure everything's okay, and she was fine. And I see her every week. So I saw her last week, and then I saw her yesterday. And none have returned. She hasn't gotten another one, and she's really doing great. So, you know, she's still going, you know, they did want her to go for a follow-up MRI, so I just wanted to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
She did go for it, and so they're waiting for the results. But, you know, I don't know if there's anything, you know, that's serious. I don't know that when they say abnormality, sometimes that can mean a shadow. It can mean just, so hopefully there's nothing seriously wrong, too. But in any case, the migraine, for sure, was triggered by them, phone call.
So you just ran two rounds of the free basic click track.
Yep, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. When you're running it and she's running it, what do you do usually?
Oh, I'm usually doing notes or something. I try to stay out of her line of sight. I stay over by my desk.
Oh, okay.
Just so, you know, when you're opening and closing your eyes, I'm not distracting.
Right, okay.
But, you know, I'm watching to make sure that she's doing okay. I mean, I really was watching her that day because I was trying to see how she was feeling,
okay,
make sure she's doing the click track right, and also just to see, you know, if she was getting more or less upset. But she was, you know, as time went on, she was getting less upset, which was
very nice. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the follow-up MRI comes about and what's going on there.
Right.
So you didn't really go into, you just went with the memory of the moment, you know, the news of the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really go into any other older memories of fear or anything like that? Nothing?
No. Just with what was happening right then. That's all she, you know, had to do. And then I think what happened when she finished with the second clip track, so I always say, okay, so tell me what happened, because it's usually kind of like a whole experience of what happens during those 10 minutes. And she told me she was thinking about all that kind of stuff. And then she said she just kind of got done with it, and she started thinking about stuff she wanted to tell me.
Yeah.
You know, so she had gone down to that zero, you know.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, so, and I've never, you know, worked with anybody with migraines, so I was really kind of, you know, not really sure. So, yeah, it was great. And,
can't say that anymore.
No, and actually, since that time, the next week I got a new little girl, a new client. She's like in eighth grade, and she has some migraines. They didn't have a computer yet, so she hasn't been able to do the PS Tech on the headaches, but they just got their computer, so hopefully. I don't know if she has migraines, but she's got a lot of bad headaches. So I'm starting to, I guess, so now they're going to come my way.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, too, for home play, if they don't have a computer, et cetera, is to keep in mind is to get, if you have a few of the CDs on hand.
Yes, I have to order them, which I'm planning to do, like, today or tomorrow. So, and that's really a good point, because sometimes people do have trouble either having the computer work, not having access, or that they don't know how to do it, you know, download. People like me have trouble downloading. So, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, because then you give them something to take home. I think there's a little more,
it's nicer.
A little more tangible. Sometimes it's helpful. So are you working mostly with younger people?
I work with younger people, but I also work with a lot of, my specialty is working with parents with anxiety and children with anxiety.
Okay.
So I do have quite several of my clients are actually the parents, and sometimes kids might have anxiety too, but usually if I can work with the parents on their own anxiety, really can make a difference. So I try to start there when I can.
Sometimes solves the mystery where the anxiety came from, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you might have like a predisposition, but then if you have a parent who's got it too, then it's just going to increase that. Yeah.
Feed off each other. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Wow.
That was rather simple, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I kind of like that too. KISS, keep it simple. Sweethearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweethearts.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Okay. So you just kind of followed the instructions, basically.
I followed the instructions, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was, it's exciting that it could make, that doing that PS Tech, the 20 minutes of doing that compared to, people go through hours and days of migraines and all the medications, and they don't even work that much or that well sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing that can happen.
And I do want to emphasize, just for our own, everybody's protection and whatnot, you got physical issues, make sure you consult with a doctor and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And which you've done, and you respect that, and that's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, do you have anything? In summary, what I'm seeing here is, like you said, just like the instructions, identify the emotion, the feeling. You allowed her to get to the memory of, and this was a memory in the moment or a recent memory, and even the actual pain itself. Focus on that as well, and just plug in the clip track.
Yeah, and a lot of times with other situations, I certainly would have them focus on that emotion or any other kind of emotion that might be connected either present or in the past or, worries for the future. But for this situation, just focusing on what was happening right then, I think was, really what was needed.
Right. Okay, yeah. Good. And I want to emphasize too, because we talk about other modalities once in a while, that it's not a competition or anything like that. But I did want to get your view. I've put out mine out there a few times and whatnot. In your view, what experienced practitioner, therapist, etc., what does PS Tech seem to be bringing to the table that you're noticing? What are the advantages for the client, the person with the issue that it's bringing to the table here that you see that's kind of unique or helpful?
Well, I think the fact that you can come in one, you can do it also at home. People do it at home. Although I know you go to a therapist, a lot of times it can help to do that also. You can get really quick results. I had a woman yesterday who came with anxiety. It was my first time seeing her, and she had an issue with social anxiety, pretty severe, and she's at least a 10. And we talked about an incident that had happened, and I asked her to think about what happened that day. That had been the night before, actually. And we talked about other situations like that she'd had in the past. And she went on, she did two click tracks, and she, again, these were the free click tracks, and she went down from, I think it was a 10 to a 5, and then she went down to a 0. That was, amazing when you go back down to from that amount of time for something like that, and she just felt so much better. I just feel very fortunate to help people, to give them, that, kind of miracle.
Right.
And not have to wait, because sometimes you're in therapy for months and months or years and years and don't get such good results. And then they can take it home and work on stuff on their own in between, your weekly visit or whatever. But I think it also, some of the stuff is it's lasting, It's not like you just feel better for that moment.
Right.
But a couple of days later, you still are feeling, the issues being resolved. So I guess the fact that it can be very often is very quick acting. You can do it by yourself, and that, I guess, the results, they last. So
quick acting and lasting.
Yeah, it's perfect. So,
okay.
Yeah, PS Tech isn't perfect. I can't say it's perfect. Who knows? I don't know. It seems pretty perfect from what I've seen so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
What's the advantage to you?
Oh, to me? Probably the biggest advantage to me is, I just love being able to help people this much, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I can see people get something done right away. And that's for as a therapist, being able to see that you're getting some results quickly. Because sometimes it's discouraging when you're working with somebody and you want to help them, and you just, whatever you're doing for whatever reason is going slowly. But as far as for therapists, I can get some stuff done, and I feel like the patients, the clients can go home and really work on their own. And that's good, too, because you always want, you know, your clients to be doing what they need to be doing, too, and not rely just on you.
Yeah, instead of just once a week.
Right.
Yeah, it's not as that's not quite as consistent as they can do it every other day or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
Okay. Do you have anything to add here for us? Any other, I mean, you've got some great info here. This is going to be a great help, not only to people doing it on their own, because they can do this on their own as well, but for people that are helping others in the therapy practice. Anything to add to this?
Well, I just was thinking about as far as, like, clients working with a therapist without, and this is just I work with one person, and I was putting in, on my website, I put, you know, like, some comments from people who have used PS Tech, and she told me, you know, what to write, you know, like that, how much it helped her and everything. And then she was like, well, write down that I would never have done this without a therapist. And it's like, I don't know, it just sounded like she was kind of, you know, boasting or something. She goes, no, you have to write that down because I really wouldn't have done it. Because, and I think that's like with all of us. I mean, sometimes even though you know it's good to do, it's hard to get yourself to do it. So kind of getting somebody to get you started is really helpful.
Yeah, exactly. And keep you on track maybe too.
Yeah, exactly. You have to report back.
Exactly. Well, okay, and I know you said you'll be doing phone counseling as well. And
yeah, I'm going to be starting that in 2 weeks. So.
Good deal. So, again, for those in the New Jersey area, of course, especially those close to the sea, Avon by the Sea, why don't you give us your contact info again that you have?
Okay, it's my practice is Counseling by the Shore. And it's 509 Main Street in Avon-by-the-Sea, New Jersey. And my website is counselingbytheshore.com. And email is counselingbytheshore@gmail.com. And my phone number is 732-233-9026.
Well, I'd like to reiterate or mirror what your client there said. If it wasn't in... She wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. If it wasn't for you being there for her, who knows?
Yeah.
And I appreciate all the work that you're doing out there for everybody, and you've been doing for 20, 25 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And continuing to be open to not necessarily find the best tool, but finding the appropriate tools and what can help people most. You know, rather than being a practitioner or an advocate for something in particular, hey, finding what works, you know, like you said. And so I appreciate all the work that you're doing, Elaine.
Thank you, Jeff.
For everybody. All right, everybody, I thank you for listening to Elaine and I and for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you're on the webpage and you want to give Elaine a thanks, please leave a note there, a comment on the website. She'll appreciate it, and we all do. And if you need to get a hold of her, you've got her. You can always, you know, download, rewind, find her contact info if you missed it, and give her a call. Shoot her an email. Again, I appreciate everybody listening. Take good care. Keep clicking. Aloha.